Using Meditation to Unlock My Inner Wisdom, Lecture 9. To meditate is to think about. I think about the divine in me. I think how it overflows in me when I am ready to accept the genius that I am. Here we are, mature people, living our mature lives, going our mature path, doing our mature thinking, not having the young, dynamic genius of the childhood that we are, just over-the-hill people, just nothing. Is that right?
Yeah.
Why do you say no?
I didn't say no.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
We're over the hill? You know what over the hill means? No, no. It means you are no longer an effective person and they should put you out to pasture.
Okay.
They should kill you. They should bury you. You have to be very careful what things you agree to, Chrissy, because sometimes the phraseology might mean one thing and you agree to something else and you can be misunderstood. We have the ability to meditate. We have the ability to think about things. We have the ability to put any cause we want in motion. Okay, now, here we are all over the hill. We're all over 25 years old. And we're no longer good for anything. We're put out to pasture. Now, be careful what's coming. So, now, what's okay going to do? Okay is going to be retired from nothing. He's going to go out and just do nothing. Just go and relax and just walk around until he's dead. And Chrissy, what are you going to do? You're just going to work overtime until finally you get enough of it and you say, I'm retiring. And then you haven't accomplished anything. Just retired. You got money. And what are you going to do? Seville is just going to sit there and say, I didn't say no, I didn't say no, I didn't say no. But Seville, the question comes, to what did you say yes? Or to what do you say yes? Do you say yes to opportunity? Do you say yes to the chance to go out and do some wonderful, noble things? You're going to go down and run South Africa? You're going to go run the United States?
I have enough people running them. Yeah. One Nigeria to be run.
Run Nigeria. Well, she could be the next woman president of Nigeria.
Yes.
And why, Sybil, would you say no? Now, you don't have to say anything, but why would you say that you decline the opportunity? Now, it should be very clear to you why you say you decline. Because you want to be
myself and have fun.
And being
that
yourself and having...
And that is not going to give her that opportunity.
And running other people's businesses and other people's problems is not the way to do it.
No.
And you don't really care. You just bless them and see them doing whatever is the finest and best for them.
Yeah.
Now, why is it that politicians are politicians? And there's really only one reason they're a politician. You know the reason?
To enrich themselves.
Power and money. Mm-hmm. They want to get money and they want to get power.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't waste their time.
Yeah.
They're lawyers. They could make a lot of money as lawyers.
Yeah.
They could do many other things, but they want to get money. Now, if that is the motivation, that's all the wrong motivation. Because that's a motivation that's not going to be beneficial to the country. Now, do you care? And your answer is no. You don't care because you live your own life, you're doing your own thing, and everything is in divine order. Now, let's just say this is Nigeria here, and you're living here in Nigeria, and they start having some laws and some statements that you're not happy with. Okay? So what do you do? What do you do?
I look beyond.
Exactly. You look to the original purity and integrity. You are not disturbed.
Yes. Now,
Sybil, today the government has riots and people are upset and there's murder in people's eyes. The whole country is in terror. The whole country is yuck. And they come to you and say, Sybil, come and help us. With your guidance and your care, we can come out of this. And what would you say? What would you say?
Look beyond.
No. I. Okay. You look beyond.
Yeah. I look beyond.
Yeah, I look beyond. Go on. And
for
what?
The original purity and integrity.
Right.
And know it is done.
Yeah, that's okay. But is it necessary for you to do anything more?
No.
You see peace. She will see peace.
It's done.
Yeah.
It's done.
Speak her word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And say peace. It's done. Mm-hmm. Now, why is it not necessary for you to do any more?
Because it's done already.
Well, yeah, it's done.
I finished it.
But you believe in the principle.
Yeah.
You live the principle.
Yes.
And you don't live the principle of going in and running other people's business. You don't believe the principle. Now, for instance, how did we work with the Nigerian government to bring about peace in Nigeria and to bring about harmony in Nigeria, to bring about balance in Nigeria and the economy, to bring about other things? How did we do that? How did we get the new governor in there and the new president? How did we do that?
We looked beyond.
No. We spoke our word. That the ideal president and the ideal governor were now in there. Not Mr. Jones and Mr. Barnes, you know, but the ideal president and the ideal... That's what I did.
Yes, that's what I wrote.
That's what you wrote, that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, that's what we did. Now, why did we do that? Because that's the only way we work. That's the only way we work looking beyond. As practitioners... We see the original purity and integrity, which is the purpose of that government, is to be run for the people, by the people, for their benefit and for the benefit of the nation, not the benefit of the few, which is oftentimes been the case, but for the benefit of the nation. Now, how did we do our job in that? How did I do my job in that? I don't live there. Those aren't my people. That's not my nation. In fact, I don't have any nation anywhere. But how did I do that? How did you do it?
You spoke your word.
You spoke your word.
Exactly. You spoke your word.
Yeah.
And when you spoke your word, what happened?
It is done.
Now?
Now, yes.
You have to worry about it?
No.
You have to read the newspaper to find out what happened?
No.
If you read the newspapers, you doubt. It'll come to your attention soon enough. You spoke your word, and that's all that matters.
Yes.
You did not do anything else. Now, Shorty over here, Mr. O.K. is going to go see the doctors, and the doctors are going to say he's okay. Right? Right?
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Right.
I'm saying right, yeah.
Right, well, I would hope to kiss the pig.
Yeah.
Right. The doctors are going to find in you exactly what you think they're going to find.
Right.
And if you think you've got any problems, they're going to find them. And they're going to tell you all about them. And if you think that you're whole and perfect, and you're going in there merely for a normal checkup,
yeah.
And they're going to find you as Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Fantastic, Mr. Whole and Perfect, then that's the way they are. Now, is that how you're going in?
Yes.
You sure?
Sure of that.
Okay. Now, that's the way you go to see the doctor. That's the way you go to the polls when voting is taking place. You go there knowing what is being done. You know that the highest and best is being done. Whatever is the finest for the country is being done. The ideal governor, the ideal president, the ideal whatever is being voted on, you know. And that's what it is. And you, silly girl, when you go in your office, before you open your office door, you're still in your car. You say, I surround my hospital. My hospital. With my pure white light of love. I see every patient in there whole and perfect now. No business, yeah. But no, really. That's what you want to do. You're not in there to heal anybody. You're in there to have people be whole and perfect. The doctors want you to take care of the patients, not so they get worse, but so they get better. Right? The doctors want you to take care of the patients so that the patients will get out of there. Well, sort of.
No, that's coming.
But the thing is, you have to be careful what motivation guides you. And if the doctor gives you a misleading question or misleading concept, you know, and says, oh, we've got to help this patient. We've got to help. Well, help him what? Be a patient longer? You know? What is it that you're helping the patient? You're not helping the patient. You're helping the hospital have business. You're helping the doctor have patients. You're helping you have patients. Now, what is it you want to really do? What is it you really want to do? You want to see everyone in your hospital whole and perfect. You want to see the officers who run the hospital whole and perfect. You want to see the officers who run the hospital with a beautiful mental attitude about everything about the hospital, okay? Yes. A beautiful mental attitude. You want to see them looking for the highest and best for the patients, for the hospital, for everybody. Can everybody's needs be met and still have a hospital? Not really, but can everyone... needs be met and you still have a hospital? It can only if in your treatment you're not making a consideration that the hospital continue as a hospital. Now, for instance, we told you about Gertrude Eberhardt speaking her word for her ward, and pretty soon it was emptied out every time. Okay, now you speak your word for your hospital. Now, if you say, my hospital, every patient is whole and perfect and goes home. That's not what you really mean, is it? You don't really care. You say, whatever is the highest and best for this hospital is what the hospital is doing. Now, that means you got to get your bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits of saying what you think the hospital should be doing. And when you say, whatever is the highest and best for this hospital is being done now, that's what you really are concerned about. That's your job. And so, whatever is the highest and best, whatever is the highest and best, whatever is the highest and best. And then it comes to you, well, you know, the highest and best for the people isn't necessarily to be here. You know, or the highest and best for this or that isn't necessarily. So, you see, you've got to be able to understand what you're saying. When you say the highest and best for the hospital, you have to release what it is the hospital is having as its highest and best. It wants to stay in business. And it wants to keep in business. And more hospitals are joining and building, you know, because the population is going up so exponentially. Population is going up to 7 billion people this year. And that's amazing. When you realize back in the 30s, the population was almost less than a billion people for the whole world. The whole world. And yet we liked it very much then. Remember? Yeah. Now, you see, if you can be like Sibyl and live your life doing whatever you do, anything, and keeping your big nose out of how it's being run, how it's being done, you'll be a happy lady like Sibyl. The minute Sibyl starts telling her government in Nigeria how to run the show, the minute she starts thinking of how they should do it. You see, to think about is to meditate. When she begins to even think about it, what is she doing?
Putting a cause in motion.
She's what?
Putting a cause in motion.
Yeah, she's putting a cause in motion, but she's putting her cause in motion. She put her attitude in motion. She puts her big nose in motion, you know? And when she does that, then what happens? What happens? She's involved. Now, she doesn't need to be involved, does she? She doesn't want to be involved. All she wants to be is to say, all is in divine order. Right?
Yes.
Okay, so then what's going to happen?
It's done.
It's done. And you're not any way involved.
Involved.
You don't go out and pass out leaflets and stuff. And you, Christy, you see everything in divine order and being done. And when you see everything in divine order and being done, all your work is done. And Chrissy, you never have to work overtime unless you want it. You never have to work hours beyond hours so that you can't go and enjoy your family. If you create yourself doing that, you really don't want to have your family. And I sort of contrary to what you like to let us know. You want us to think that you want your family. Do you want your family?
Yes, I do.
Do you want your family and you want to be with them?
Yes.
Then why are you creating yourself not being available to be with them because you got to work?
Not anymore, now.
Yeah. That's what she's saying. She has a change of attitude.
Do you know? She is the first time in several days now when we've been talking about her working overtime and she telling us she worked overtime that she said that's past, that she's not working overtime anymore. Did you know it's the first time?
Yeah.
Now,
then now. Yeah.
And now, yeah. And we've been talking about now and we've been talking about these things. You see, start equating yourself with who you are. Are you working overtime?
No.
God said, dunk, you know. Are you working hours where you cannot be with your family?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Cannot be.
No, no.
Are you working hours so that you can be with your family? Yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, are you earning enough money to live comfortably?
Independently wealthy.
You're independently wealthy. Well, that's good too. Okay, now, are you a happy lady?
Always.
Always. Okay. Then, I don't know what we're talking about you about. What do you think?
Wonderful. Ideal.
Okay. Are you the ideal employee of your... Now, just don't jump too fast. Are you the ideal employee of your company, or are you the ideal supervisor of your company? That's an employee, too. But are you the ideal... What position?
Supervisor.
Hmm?
Supervisor.
Supervisor, that's the position, okay. So, are you the ideal supervisor?
More than that.
Huh?
More than that.
Well, you got to tell me what word to use.
Ideal.
Ideal.
What?
She is ideal, that's what she's saying.
Oh, the ideal supervisor. But are you more than the ideal supervisor?
Yes.
Okay, what is more? What is the word that fits there?
Manager.
Manager. That seems so less important than supervisor, but
yeah.
If it's good for you, that's fine.
Yeah.
So are you the ideal manager now?
Yes. Now.
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 Christy?
Done.
Go.
I don't want you to think about this again. I want you to act like you are the ideal manager.
Yeah. Done.
What does the ideal manager do? What do you do as the ideal manager?
Be myself and have fun.
That's fine.
Get organized.
What the physical actions do you take as a manager?
Lead through people.
You what?
You lead through people.
Relieve through
you
people?
Lead.
Through
live
people.
Through people?
Yeah, lead, yeah.
How do you
delegate.
How
you delegate duties.
The manager's duty is to live through the people?
To delegate duties.
Oh, the manager's to delegate duties. Okay, that's fine. Now, how are you doing that? Are you doing that very well?
Wonderful.
And what do the people think about you as a manager?
Ideal.
They think that you're good. If they thought that you were ideal, they'd be in your position. If you think you're ideal, that's good. But if they think you're ideal, then that's their vision of you, and their vision of you is them being there. Really. You got to be careful of these terms, because that's in the back of your mind. That a lot of other people would like to be the manager, wouldn't they? A lot of other people would like to be the manager, wouldn't they?
They would.
I am the manager.
A lot of other people would like to be the manager, wouldn't they?
I am the manager.
I am the only manager. I am the only one ready for this job to be the manager. I am the ideal manager. Now, you're the one who's planting these seeds about the problem and so forth. Now plant the seed of no problem. Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, who is your boss?
I am.
Well, all right. Who is over you on the staff of the hospital?
The metro.
Hmm?
Metro.
The metro.
Metro.
The matron. I see, the matron. Now, what does she do? If she's over you, what does she do? Does she tell you what to do? Or does she oversee what you do?
She supports what you do.
That's a nice positive way to think about your boss. Mm-hmm. You know, my boss supports me. That sounds good, doesn't it? My boss supports me. And does your master's degree help you in your position there?
In paper.
Huh?
In paper and knowledge and skill.
Yes.
Paperwork, yes.
Yes, okay, that's the word, yes. And so, would getting a doctorate help you even more? Getting a professional doctorate as a doctor of nursing?
It will remove her from that job to another job.
No place to go, huh?
No, she have to go higher.
Yeah. Oh.
She have to go higher.
Okay. And how does she do that?
Oh, she'll become a lecturer somewhere. Yeah. She won't be a manager with a PhD.
She'd be an advisor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yes. As an advisor, you'd have to work at least 3 hours a day.
Around the clock.
Now, I have gotten things out of you today that I haven't gotten out of you in the past. And this information, I want to be helpful to you. I want to see you, your highest and best. I want to see past any illusion that shows you are not quite yet where you want to be. I don't want to see that.
No limitations.
And so, what must I do?
Beyond, original,
to
see beyond and see the original.
Yeah? Encourage
you.
What are you saying, okay?
Encourage her.
Ah, yes. Encourage you. Beautiful. Beautiful. Does he do any encouragement for you?
Yes.
When does he do that?
Now.
Oh, she is learning so fast. That's great. That's great. Okay, what are you going to do with this newfound job? Do you get a new office or an office?
Enjoy it.
Oh, you enjoy it? Oh! Mm-hmm. How will you enjoy it?
Be myself and having fun.
Doing it very well.
I will enjoy this new job because I will be able to use my talents as a manager in working with the hospital. and I will be respected, and I am respected, and I am loved, and I am regarded. And everyone realizes that it's a natural for me because they all wanted me to be the manager because they all want to work under me. Right? Do you invite them all to your classes? Like to seminars that you give?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And once you're manager, they'll all come.
Yes.
And it affects their salary. I'm in the hospital, knowing that they are benefited to come, will offer room for the class, and it will offer, it'll pay their way to attend the classes. Good idea?
Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's three hospitals merging to one.
Three what?
Three hospitals.
I don't care. Have more. Six. Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to have to go to three different hospitals as a manager?
No, the three will merge to one. Three will become one.
Oh. Well, will they all be in one place?
Nobody knows. Yet to decide.
I see. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
All in divine order.
What is for your highest and best? Mm-hmm. And is that what you want?
Yes.
What do you really want to do? What do you really want to be with yourself in your life?
Be myself and have fun.
Do you want to be a nurse? Do you want to be a manager? What do you want to be?
Nurse manager.
Not manager.
Managers are laid off, nurse managers. Yeah.
All right.
Nurse managers.
Nurse manager.
And then up. Mm-hmm. But what do you want to be? What is the next thing that you do after manager?
Managing nurses. You can manage it at different levels.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And then when does that start for you?
I'm doing it now.
You like it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Pay good?
Yes.
Respect good?
Yes.
Does everybody look at you and say you're the real person for the job?
Yes.
And you have special meetings with your group once a week in your office? And you serve schnapps?
Yes. Every Friday.
Hmm?
Every Friday.
You know what schnapps is, don't you?
Yeah,
just a liquor. I'm kidding you. I thought maybe you'd...
You serve something, but not snacks.
Oh.
You serve something, but not snacks.
I said every Friday.
I know. But what do you serve? Snacks?
Snacks.
Yeah?
Oh, no.
No. It's asking if you say snacks. Snacks is like...
Oh, no.
No, snaps.
Oh, no.
It's a lipo. But if you say it says snacks,
okay.
That is better. Yeah.
You gotta know what you're talking about. Or what I'm talking about. Now, are you a happy girl?
Yes.
Are you alert?
Yes.
Good. Are you on top of things?
Yes.
Why? Hmm? Bill, what are you pointing to?
I said yes.
Mm-hmm. You're on top of it. Okay. Now, why am I persistent in having you think about this?
You are looking beyond to the original, and it's done.
Well, I'm really not looking beyond. I'm looking at the truth now, right here in front of me. And the truth is not in the future, it's now. And when you're a practitioner, you're dealing with people and you're getting them to organize their thoughts in a new reference. And so then you say, the truth is what you want to concentrate on. You look beyond whatever you're experiencing to the truth. And that is something people can handle. They say, oh, beyond, you know, that's later. And they say, yeah, I can work with that. But you don't really want them to work with that. What do you want them to work with?
Now.
Mm-hmm. And so you, mentally, have to work with the now. I'm a practitioner. I see truth, and that's all that is. I see the truth manifest. That's all that it is. The truth is stands on its own. That's all there is. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And it's nice, isn't it? Okay? Good. Well, we've covered each one of you pretty well here. Now, Sybil, have we covered you pretty well?
Yes.
You say yes. Get off my back. And what about okay?
Okay
doesn't say a thing now, but you two are going to say something. I will start with Christy. Christy? How is okay?
His ideal man.
How is he? He is the ideal man. I guess that's all right.
He's wonderful.
What's that? He's wonderful?
Yes. He's been
Did you know you were all that?
I do.
Did you know that you were the ideal man and you're wonderful?
I do know that.
Oh, you do? Oh, yes. Okay.
I'm all right.
You're all right. You're fantastic.
Yeah, I'm all right. That's all.
You're fantastic. You're wonderful. Okay, now, why are you saying that about him?
He's a reflection of me.
Oh, beautiful. Now, what are you doing? Right now, what are you doing?
I'm being myself. I'm having fun.
That's beautiful. But what are you doing? Are you expressing yourself on your ideal job? As the ideal person on your job, are you the ideal manager for your company? Are you the ideal driver of your car? Are you the ideal host in your seminar that you're giving here? Are you the ideal hostess? Are you presenting everybody with an ideal arrangement? They come here and they get 3 million times more than they expected?
I'm ideal master of my world.
Okay.
That's all that, yes.
That's very positive, very good, but you're not playing the game with me. Play the game with me a little bit as we go on, because if you just hang to a couple of words so that you think you'll be right, you'll be wrong. And why do I say you'll be wrong?
Now.
I say you will be wrong because what you're doing is prattling words and not something, a belief from your heart. Within you, you believe that what you're doing is right. Within you, you have that sense of conviction that this is your job and this is the job you were meant to have here and now. Within you is the talent to deal with all of the people that you deal with in such a way that they find you to be an immeasurably magnificent person. Have you met another manager whose place you might be taking? Ever? Did you ever meet a manager? A manager?
That we are taking the person's place. No?
No?
No.
Mine is mine.
Well, who is over you now?
The matron.
The matron. So, and who is over the matron?
Assistant director of nursing.
The standby restaurant manager?
Assistant director.
Assistant director. And who's over the assistant director?
The director.
And who's over the director?
That's it.
Where does the manager come in the thing here? Is this a new job? Do you have a manager there now?
No, no more manager.
I'm sorry?
No more manager. They're getting rid of managers.
Did you have a manager before?
We used to have a manager before, but they're getting rid of them.
And they cut down your number of people?
Yeah, the managers.
And you want to be in a job that's cut out, huh?
No, that is nursing. This is nursing.
The non-professionals.
We're cut out.
We're cut out.
Non-professional
managers.
Job is cut off.
She's a professional manager.
Professional manager.
Okay.
A leader.
Do you have a professional manager there?
Yeah. That's what she is.
What are you?
Professional manager.
Are you professional manager?
Yes.
What?
She's changing the term. She's changing the terminology.
She's the managers.
For nurses.
Ordinary managers who are non-professionals are no more there.
Okay.
Only professional, that is, managers who have a profession. So her profession is nursing. So she's a professional nursing manager. She's not just a manager, but she's a nursing manager.
Has the new manager... Or has the professional, is the professional manager there now and in business?
That's her.
That's you?
Yes.
Well, then you are what you want to be already.
She is a professional manager.
That's what she is saying. She is what she is already.
Well, that's great. Then where do we go from there?
Because they're merging hospitals now. Three hospitals, so you have to, somebody has to lead. So to be at the right place.
At the right time.
At the right time, because they are merging three hospitals.
And there will be one professional manager for the three.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm the only one here that's confused. And I'm perhaps not confused now anymore. But that's good. Are you the best professional manager that your hospital has ever had?
Yes.
Well, yes.
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 I am.
I am. Mm-hmm. And are you having a good time?
Yes. A good time, yes.
Yes?
Are you enjoying the job? Yes.
Yes, yes,
yes. Yes, yes. Fine.
More enthusiastically.
All right, now, what can we do for you? What can we mentally do for you, putting cause in motion for you?
Yeah.
What can we do to bring about whatever it is that you want to bring about?
Yeah, with the magic to be in the right place, suitable for me. Because there will be three hospitals, the present hospital, another big hospital, another big hospital, merging together.
Hmm. That's good. And you're okay.
So I'll
yes.
be in the yes.
Well, fine.
Even maybe giving me more money, more responsibility.
Well, that's fine too. Okay, then what comes next?
Done. Yeah, her desire is done.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's done. And you have free time, and you're given your vacations like you should have, and you're given all your other things like you should have, and your job is secure.
Yes.
That's good. That's good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Congratulations.
Oh, it's good, because now you have clarified it very much for me. And so as I think of you and put my positive thought to work for you, I'm putting it to work as you accomplishing anything you want to do.
Yes.
And it makes me more harmonious with what you want for yourself. I don't need to know. You're the only one that needs to know. I put my cause to work through you for yourself, that you are experiencing your ideal place, your ideal work, your ideal everything. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, now. What's next?
It is done.
It is done.
I accept.
And what do? I just put you on the next level.
Yes.
And you're done. And it's all perfect. And you? You go to the doctor and he looks at you and he says, what have you been doing? Have you been eating Christie's perfect food? And Sybil's perfect food, you're just fit as a bee, you know. You're fantastic. You're wonderful. That's what the doctor will say, right? The doctor will say, you're in perfect shape. Will the doctor say that?
Sure, they will.
Yeah, they will.
Yep.
Such enthusiasm. Such enthusiasm.
Yep. No. I know that I'm all right.
Are you?
I am.
Then that's all that matters.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
I can read ordinarily now, that I did not used to do before. I mean, I use the glasses in the evening. But I can read anything without glasses, you know. So, and I go, it's a 4-monthly checkup now.
Well, you're the one who is putting all the causes in motion for your life, for your health, for your happiness, for your benefits, and you are walking a little bit, you know, like to the bus stops and so forth, and that's a beneficial thing for you. And you went for a walk the other night, nice long walk, and that was a good thing. But these are all beneficial things for you that are going to give you long and happy life. Not that you need it for the long, happy life, but in your long, happy life, you can do all these things. A lot of people think that you have to have a long, happy life to prove that you're a good person, you know, to prove that you're fantastic. But that's not the case. The case is you just be fantastic, and everything about your life people will think is fantastic too. But it's great. Okay. So, what other thoughts do we have? We have our topic here. And it says that to meditate is to think about. I think about the divine in me. I think how it overflows in me when I'm ready to occur the given genius that I am. When I'm ready to occur the given genius that I am. And are you ready to occur
accept it.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's great. Well, if you do, then you've got it made. If you do, then you are where you want to be. If you do, then you are meditating to your highest and best degree, and that's beautiful. And I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you have a lovely evening, and then you're heading out now?
Yeah, very soon.
Right. So you go with our love, and you go with our recognition that you're whole and perfect, and that you are a beautiful being.
Thank you very
now.
A seasoned practitioner.
Yes. Yes.
You what?
A seasoned practitioner.
Oh, yes. Well, he sure is a practitioner. We've proven it. You should put that on the outside of your forehead, you know. I am a practitioner.
It's shining.
Yeah, right. That's beautiful.
No, it's wonderful. No, I'll give you a ring from Luton.
Yeah, it's wonderful sharing with you.
Yeah, I've had a wonderful time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm going to continue, you know, with the program. You know, as I continue with the meditation and so on. So, I've had a very wonderful time. Well, I better start moving.
What? Well, you're fantastic.
Yeah.
You are here. Yes. Oh, my.
It's good to be in your presence.
Thank you very much.
Good to be in your presence.
Yeah. I have a letter for you.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm honored. Good to be in your presence.
Thank you very much for a wonderful reception feeding and all that.
Okay.
Thank you, Sylvia, for everything.
Thank you.
You're welcome.